Arjun, I'll be completing my 2 weeks today.
Yeah.
And as part of my journey, I have been traveling to a few monasteries.
Yeah.
Before I finally conclude, you know, which monastery I want to ordain. Mm. So I'm leaving to India on the 11th of May.
11th of May.
Yeah. So I have another 12 days, and I'm moving. You know, I wanted to seek your permission that I want to move on to the last monastery.
Of course.
And by the 11th of May, then I'll have a final decision. And in case if I want to ordain, do I need to send an email? Or?
No, people just come, you know. But you have to stay for a while, yeah.
Yeah,
At the moment, I do not trust Indians, yeah? They come ordained and after 7 days, they go back to India.
Okay. Because I'm going to go back to India and I have sold my property, closed my bank account and all the basic formalities.
You don't have to close the bank account for ordaining.
Okay,
do
you close the bank account? The bank account can be managed.
You just cannot use it. Outside the property, you cannot use it, yeah. I mean, what you should do is to make somebody else, you know, be able to access the account, and to access your property, yeah. So in case you can write them, okay, now get rid of it, or you know, send me some money, yeah.
Okay.
But you don't have to close it, you know, and you don't have to get rid of it.
Okay.
If you have somebody trustworthy, you know, I mean, let him take care of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, mostly father and mother, they are trustworthy.
Yeah,
brothers and sisters sometimes are not very trustworthy. Okay, yeah?
And in terms of my practice, you know, as I practice, I anapana for samadhi, and I also for discernment, you know, for wisdom.
Yeah.
I observe the body feelings and body sensations throughout the body.
Yeah, but that is Goenka style, and you can do it until the rest of your life, and there will be no wisdom coming. Because it constantly changes. You know, you see body feelings, you see this arising and ceasing.
Yeah.
And if you, discernment is to ask the questions. To look at it properly, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? That is what investigation is, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yes.
I mean, observing we observe the breath, but when we do investigation, we ask questions. For instance, about the pain. What is pain? Where is the pain? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Just observing, you know, the bodily feelings. You know, I mean, well, yeah, they're constantly changing and. There's no wisdom arising.
No, but in terms of if I observe
a
particular sensation, I see the arising, I see it staying for some time.
And but you don't see what came before.
What came before?
Yeah, before the feeling arose.
Because the feelings are changing constantly.
Yeah. But what is you know, what is in between? That's what we want to know, yeah? I mean, feelings arise because, most of the time they have a reason, because there's thought before or memory before, no?
Yeah.
Or it's just a feeling, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And this is what we have to investigate. Mm. If you want to understand the nature of feeling, you know, you have to investigate dukkha vedana, the feeling of pain,
yeah?
Only if you can investigate pain, you can investigate other feelings, yeah?
Yes.
Huh? I mean, in the beginning it is painful feelings, yeah?
Yes.
Towards the end it is pleasant feelings,
yes.
Huh?
Yes.
And pleasant feelings are very difficult to investigate.
Yes.
Yeah? Because we like them.
Yeah? Huh?
Yes. That's why we start investigating unpleasant feelings.
Yes. Mm. But Arjun, for the last 15-20 years, you know, since I was 19, I did my first Vipassana course. And for the last so many years, I've been practicing this, and I went through the gross, you know, lot of painful sensations, and then, it has been like a changing cycle. And
yes.
So I wanted to correct, you know, that having said that, you know, this has been my practice for quite some time.
Yeah.
And I've been doing anapana also.
Yeah.
So if I ordain here.
Yeah.
Apart from anapana, as you say, you know, to strengthen the samadhi.
Yeah.
if my mind is inclined to observing the feelings and investigating it, will you permit me to do that?
I mean, normally you can do whatever you want, but you know, I mean, I cannot help you with this.
Okay.
The problem is, you know, you have to investigate the loathsomeness of the body, and that's what we don't want to do. You have to tear the body open, you know, to see, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? Look at the food, you know, when it goes into the mouth, you know, when it goes into the mouth, it is beautiful, you know, and it is tasteful, you know. When you spit it out in your hand, you don't want to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever gets in touch with the body, you know, you don't want to be part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? When you tear off the skin, that's what we're doing, asupa. We want to get rid, you know, yeah? We want to get rid of the attachment to the body.
Mm-hmm.
And that is very difficult, yeah, especially also for Indians, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, observing. As I said, you know, observing the feeling, what kind of wisdom in these 20 years has arisen?
Absolutely, I'm able to see that the body which I felt was a solid entity is a changing phenomena, because at the experiential level, I'm seeing my mind and the body and the energy field is changing constantly, and automatically before I used to get impacted or disturbed by any bodily feelings, now I'm able to take it in a very...
That's good, you know, but now you have to go deeper.
Yes.
But because the wisdom has not arisen, that, you know, I mean, this is all dukkha.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Yes.
And you're still attached to the body.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
And how do we get rid of the attachment to the body? By investigating the body.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And this is what you have to do. I mean, the upachara gives you five things, yeah? Yeah? Hair off the head, yeah? Yes. Hair off the body, yeah? I mean the skin, the nails and the teeth, to investigate.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't give you feelings to investigate.
But it cannot feelings be a part of investigation, because you're also seeing the anicca, dukkha and anatta, and that?
Yes, but you know, it doesn't lead to wisdom. Only investigation of pain, you know, will lead to wisdom. An investigation of anger, you know, an investigation of greed and hatred, you know, will lead. Yeah? But the body is still the first objective.
Yes. But the pain is it's a feeling, no?
Yeah, but you don't know where it's coming from.
It is a
sankara. That's what you think it is.
It is some emotion or some sankara which is manifesting as pain at that point in time due to causes and conditions.
That's what you have to look. That's what you have to observe.
Yes.
You have to observe where the pain is coming from.
Yes.
Because it seems to be... it seems to be here, yeah? Or it seems to be in the back. But the moment you investigate it, it disappears.
Yes.
How can that be? What kind of pain is that that suddenly disappears?
Because it's a changing phenomenon.
No.
Because I have seen...
Where does it disappear to? That's why you have not really done investigation of the body or investigation of pain. Because when you eat it, it's excruciating. And when it becomes excruciating, you get up.
Ajahn, I have been, you know, practicing like that, where I used to sit for 3 hours, 2-3 hours constantly.
Yeah.
Because we used to do, you know, long courses and stay with the pain from the beginning, you know, as it's there, and then it passes away. You see the entire phenomena, how, you know, the pain was there, it overpowered, it became solidified, and how it passed away, and finally there was no pain. The body was so light, and you know, you could just feel energy.
Yes. That is one. This is one way, but this is not investigation.
Okay.
Yeah? Where did the pain come in the first place? Yeah. And when you sit on, you know, when you sit 3 hours, then 6 hours, then 9 hours, then and then you go through the pain of death. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? The first stage of death. Yeah. The second stage of death, and then the third stage of death. Only then you understand what pain is. So this observing, you know, and accepting pain is the first stage before we can actually do an investigation of the pain. Where actually is the pain? Huh? You think it is solid, you know? Is it in the skin? Is it in the flesh? Is it in the tendons? Is it in the bones? Where exactly is it? That's what you have to find out. Not just how it disappears.
But what Buddha said was to investigate the nature of every phenomenon, as he says.
Yes, but you did that for 20 years, and where is the wisdom?
No, absolutely, I see there is a change in... It's because of the wisdom that I want to lead my family, I want to... It's a part of the thing where I can see that today this is a dream, this is not real.
Yeah.
And absolutely, that is wisdom which has developed over time, due to which I'm ready to leave the you know...
Yeah.
The attachments that I was... You know, the possessions, the attachment that I was to... So I don't, I'm certain that there has been a progression of wisdom.
Yeah.
And it's not that, you know, contemplation of bodily feelings have been, you know, totally in vain. But as you rightly said, but there are other things, you know, like Ashubha and, you know, all those other things that one should also do. And I would be very open to, you know, learning the practices. But having said that, you know, this is also one of the practices that I've been practicing for so many years.
Yeah.
I don't want to be in a place, to come to a thing where my, you know, my the teacher would not be okay for me to practice.
Yeah, but I mean, if you have practiced it for 20 years, you know, I mean, it had led you to one little wisdom. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it will not deepen the wisdom anymore. You know, everything is changing. Yeah, okay. That's anicca. But is everything anatta?
Yes, it is. Because it's changing.
Because it's changing.
It's not in my control. It comes out of its own causes. How did the pain come? And how did the pain pass away?
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely anatta.
Okay. Yeah.
So
why are you still attached to the body?
The attachment is there, but as you practice this way, the attachment will slowly wither away, right?
Yeah, but it will not cut off. It will only cut off when you understand the nature, the true nature of the body. And so now you understand, you think you understand the true nature of feeling, yeah? But what came before the feeling?
Body can only be felt,
what?
Body, if I have to experience the body, the main way of experiencing the body is through the feeling, right? I feel the body, I feel is there any other way that I...
Yes,
can...
you open it up, yeah? I mean, you cut off, yeah? You look at it and you place it out there until all the parts of the body are there.
Yeah.
And what is looking at the parts of the body? And where is the body?
So that is through imagination and reflection, right?
Yes, it's not only imagination. Sooner or later, if you do that often enough, it will become real.
Okay.
Because only when it becomes real, then the citta will cut loose of it. Yeah?
Okay.
The citta has to cut off the attachment.
Okay.
Yeah? I mean, a lot of things, you know, get easier through understanding, you know, through your understanding of anicca anatta. But it has not cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? It understands that these things are anicca anatta, but it still longs for them. And this is this is not going to help you. Yeah? I mean, this, your next life, you still will long for them, even if you know, yeah? I mean, you know your car. You know your car doesn't last very long. Huh? Or your relationship doesn't last very long. But you still want to have the next relationship.
Yes.
Because the citta has not understand the misery, yeah? Or the dukkha these things bring. Yeah? You have understood part of the nature. Yeah, it's changing. And you accept it. Like we accept, you know, when there's rain, then there's rain. When there's sun, then there's sun. We accept it, yeah? But doesn't mean that we like it.
Hmm?
Yeah? So we have to cut off. And therefore this, we need certain kinds of investigation. Yeah? Yeah? Anicca and anatta is okay in the beginning. Yeah, it's just, you know, accepting that, right? Mm-hmm. But then we have to, you know, really drill down. Mm-hmm. What is the truth of it? Yeah? Why do you feel pain, you know, when you sit and meditate? You know, why don't you feel pain when you sit in your airplane? Huh? Never ask yourself the question.
Because the mind is completely outside. I'm enjoying the pleasure. I mean, the sensuality of
it. It's only pain when you start to meditate.
Yes.
Huh? Huh? If you do something else, if you eat, you know, there's no pain. And this is not startling you.
It is.
Yeah? Yes. And that's why you have to investigate. Yes. And when you come here, that's what you do. I mean, I have no problem, you know, for you to do this, but it will not lead to anything. You have understood already one thing, yeah, and that is enough, yeah. Now you have to go deeper. I mean, if you really want to get rid, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? If you really want to become Sotapanna or Sakadagami, you have to understand, yeah? Otherwise, it's just accepting it, yeah? Just like we accept the rain and the sun, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Or we accept, you know, the impermanence of relationships, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Or the impermanence of love, or the impermanence of hate, yeah? I mean, it still creates us troubles, yeah? Yeah? The longing creates us lots of dukkha. Hmm? The hate creates a lot of dukkha, yeah? And we have not really seen it, we really not have understood it, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
We just see that it's a nature, yeah? Huh? But it comes again!
Yes, it comes again.
And that's a problem.
So
we have not understood why it's coming, yeah? How it evolved, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Drilling down, you know, and that is painful, yeah?
So drilling down through the reflection of the body part and the Ashubha.
That's also, yeah, but also drilling into the pain, you know, where actually is the pain coming from,
mm-hmm.
yeah? Yeah? Is it really in the body where we feel it, yeah?
Mm.
Or where is it coming from? So you have to follow the pain.
Mm.
And you have to go through the stages of death, yeah? Then you really understand what pain is, yeah? The first thing is, you know, the breath stops, you know, I mean, you die, yeah? Because the breath stops, that's only what happened, yeah?
Mm.
But that is only the first stage of death, yeah? Then comes the fire, yeah? I mean, the whole body is burning up, you know? It's really burning if you're just sitting in the middle of the fire, yeah? And then the third stage is, you know, where all the elements break apart. Huh? Only if you go through these three stages of death.
I have actually, as you say this, during my long practices when I have done, I actually have gone through this of how intense pain, and then, you know, you feel complete burning and, you know, thing, and then suddenly everything just dissolves and it becomes a...
That is the biggest pain, when everything rips up. I mean, these elements that are bind together rips apart.
Yes.
Huh? That is not dissolving.
I mean, you see it breaking up. You see that what you felt was solid and, you know...
That is okay, but it's not the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We can see this, you know, we can see this dissolving of these things, yeah? Mm-hmm. That is... Huh? But it's not the pain, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's not the pain of death when you are actually, you know, dying. Then these elements rip apart, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
So, will I be accepted, Bhajan, if I come later on?
I mean, I have no problem, yeah?
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much, and I seek forgiveness in case I have done any, you know, any wrongdoing with body, speech and mind to you, to the Sangha or Sangha's property.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Bhajan, for having me. I will be leaving in the evening at 8 p.m.
At 8 p.m. Yeah. You should leave a little bit earlier.
Because the bus is like at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
So the taxi person is going to come from who's a
Udon taxi.
No, the bus.
To the school.
To Nong Bua Lumpur school.
To Nong Bua Lumpur.
The bus would be picking me up from the long, from the school year.
Oh, from the school year. There's a bus stop.
So, yeah.
No, well, you have to tell the Pravin, because normally we close our gate at 6 o'clock, yeah?
Yes, I believe that was known to the monastery.
What?
Yeah,
but we close the gate. He cannot come in if we don't know it.
Yes.
Yeah. So you will have to let the Pravin know. You know that you need to go out. You know this late.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, nobody comes in. Nobody goes out. You know. Huh? In the night. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
Okay.
Thank you.
I want to stay until end of May.
Yeah? Yeah. It's okay. Vinthi? What? No, how long do you want to stay? Also until the end of May?
Maybe around 10th of May.
Yeah. We really cannot. It's so difficult, yeah? Yeah. We as practitioners, I mean, we really have to make a resolve, yeah, yeah. And once we do this resolve, you know, it is better, you know, to die than to break the resolve, yeah. Otherwise, how are you going to, yeah, get any fruits of the practice, yeah? Whenever it is difficult, we run away, yeah, yeah. Yes, yeah. And then we run away again, and then we run all our life, yeah.
So, Ajahn, once we finalize and we come, then we're not going to run away.
I heard it so often. You know, I mean, I am teaching for 20 years. I heard that so often, yeah.
You will find a different set of Indians.
Yeah, maybe, yes. I mean, I'm open to it, yeah. Okay, so pay respects, yeah.